You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Florida was recently hit with one of the largest hurricanes that we have ever faced, at least in recent times. And certainly this hurricane did more property damage, and especially when you look at the cost that is going to result from the damage that was done and the rebuilding effort, just massive. Of course, hurricanes are not the only natural disaster that have been affecting the United States of America. In recent years, we've seen wildfires, we've seen drought. In fact, large portions of the western part of the United States are presently in a drought, which does impact farming, it impacts water out there, it impacts so much. We've seen other parts of the country where there's been flooding, and even flooding here in Florida. And we've seen tornadoes and other natural disasters that have wreaked havoc and caused massive amounts of damage to our homes and our businesses, the infrastructure that's actually there. Even in this last hurricane, we've even seen some bridges being torn down by the storm. And one of the things that you always see, at least in modern times, is you see the governor of these individual states, when there is a natural disaster, you see the governor declaring a state of emergency. And that state of emergency is significant from a legal aspect, because what the governor is saying when the governor declares a state of emergency is the governor is stating that there is a major issue that has happened in my state, and we want to ask the federal government to step in and to provide monetary assistance to the people of this state. And you'll see this, you'll see Democrat governors do this, you'll see Republican governors do this, you'll see Democrat presidents do this, you'll see Republican presidents do this. And in the state of Florida right now, you see Governor Ron DeSantis has done this, and certain ones of his political opponents have criticized him because he is a governor who has stated that we need to have smaller government, yet he's calling for bigger government. Of course, if he didn't call for the federal aid, they would be criticizing him that he didn't call for the federal aid. And certainly you see this type of political wrangling going on, but at the root of it, you do see a call for government intervention and for the government to really be the savior and to provide monetary assistance and humanitarian assistance to that state or to that city, to that county, to that region, whatever portion of the state is impacted. And we're going to look at the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about the role of government and providing relief for natural disasters or other types of disasters or other types of relief. We also will at some point during this sermon series actually look at the U.S. Constitution as well and see what the U.S. Constitution says, as well as what our founding fathers said about this type of aid as well. We talked in our review of the proposed constitutional amendments, and we've talked many times in this church from this pulpit, we have talked about the effects of taxation and all the different types of taxation we have. And it's amazing when you sit down and think about it and you look at your bills and you see all the various types of taxes that are there. Yet you have to realize that there's a cause and effect. When we ask for more money from the government, we're going to get more taxation, and very often not only more taxation but also more borrowing from the federal government against future tax revenue. And really what we're seeing is our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren will be paying taxes to pay back debt that is being spent today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Teach you and instruct you and bring you from where you are. And I know some of you are very computer literate and you take computers apart and you do your own software work and your own maintenance on your computers. And some of you barely know how to turn them on. Some of you don't even have a computer. I know we've heard from you, and you know, we've had some people tell us that they're not smart enough to have a computer or not smart enough to call this show. That is total nonsense. All you need to know is that there's something that you don't know, and just give us a call and ask the question. But we always try to answer the questions in such a way that we can help you learn from it, and we can help all of the listeners learn from it. And so we're all about instructing and bringing you from where you are to where you understand this technology a little bit more. Because not only are we talking about computers, we're also talking about smartphones, we're talking about tablets, we're talking about smart TVs, we're talking about streaming, we're talking about smart cameras, smart doorbells, smart outlets. There's all kinds of things that are used in the home, in the business today, that connect to the internet. And in many cases, they can make our lives easier, although they do present a new, they present a learning curve, and they present something new where we do have to learn, and we do have to, you know, figure something out. But once you get it configured and once you get it working, it actually does make it easier for you. And so, you know, we're working on that. We will be talking today, in addition to answering your questions, we will be talking about you know, what to do when when there's an upgrade, and how you can make some changes, you know, that can help your system out, or, you know, even timing the upgrades so that you can avoid any problems or hiccups that may go along. And we'll be talking about streaming. We talked about streaming last week, about various ways that you can stream Major League Baseball. And we're in the playoffs right now. Also, various ways that you can stream NFL games. And we'll be talking more about that as well. And in addition, we'll be talking about how you could totally cut the cord if you have cable package or a DirecTV or anything where you're paying money for a television service. There's a very good chance that you can save money by cutting the cord and going to a streaming package, and we'll talk about that later on today in the show, as well as talking about some of the issues that we have faced in the last week. And boy, this last week has been a doozy, because, you know, the week before, we had a major hurricane that came through the state, and for us, we got spared quite a bit of that. Definitely southwest to northeast Florida and all points in between got hit really hard with Hurricane Ian. But we got spared in our area. But, you know, people did lose power. People lost internet. I know it at my house, the power flickered many times. We did lose internet in the middle of the night. I think the last power flicker that we had, we lost internet. The internet did not come back up until sometime the next day. In the shop, we actually didn't lose power in our office, but we did have spotty internet that next morning. And we actually had a client that was opening up for business that day that the hurricane was really coming through. You know, of course, it had started coming through and actually made landfall the afternoon before, but it was still very much in the state. Well, a lot of people, I think, took off last week and may have just been out of pocket or weren't working or whatever, because this week we are slammed. Monday, I think we checked in for emergency computers coming in, people that, you know, their computers weren't working right, you know, after the storm. And we had Tuesday, I had four different, I was going from South Stewart all the way up to Northwest Fort Pierce, getting hotels back online, getting businesses back online, people, you know, businesses that had outages. And, you know, some of them, frankly, were made a little bit worse because the people or someone at the business tried to fix it themselves and really made the problem worse. But we were able to get out there, get all of those systems back up and running. We got a moving company up and running, another moving company up and running last week and the week before and Monday, and then got a moving company up and running Tuesday, got a doctor's office up and running after that, got a printing shop up and running after that, and brought internet back up and in a hotel
hotel chain. So you know if you're staying in a hotel and the internet doesn't work, boy, you're gonna have a problem. And that's definitely what we had going into with this one system, but or this one hotel. But we resolved that issue, got those systems back up and going. We also this week have faced a massive amount of computers, a much larger than normal amount of computers, where people have been scammed, and in some of these they got an email and the email said, you have purchased this product, call this number if you want to dispute this. I can't tell you, and we mention this on this show so often, that I'm sure that some of you say, why are you talking about this? Why are you bringing this up again? Well, this is something that we definitely, as many times as we mention this, as many times as we tell our customers, this is something that we see on a regular basis. And this week, really, we've seen more than usual people that have fallen for these scams, either calling the number on the email or seeing a number that pops up on their screen when they're browsing the web, and the number says you're infected, and click, give us a call or click this number to resolve the problem. Here's one clue. Most businesses that are big, whether it's Comcast, typically you'll see Microsoft, McAfee, Norton, you'll see these big name brands that are out there, and what you'll see is there'll be there'll be a number and it's purporting to be from McAfee or from Microsoft or from Apple or from Norton or from again McAfee. So here's a clue. McAfee doesn't want to talk to you. Microsoft doesn't want to talk to you. Norton doesn't want to talk to you. In fact, go to their website and try to find a number to call them. You probably won't be able to do it. If you do get through to them, it's a very arduous process, and you have to find the spot on their site to initiate a tech support incident, and then they will probably call you back at some point. But it might be a day or two later, and it might take you, if you really have a situation where you're dealing with them and you need to deal with them, especially if it's Microsoft, it could take you a week or more to actually get the answers and the resolution that you need. If you have a number and you pick it up and you call it and the person on the other end picks up, it's probably not Microsoft, it's probably not McAfee, it's probably not Norton. You want to avoid those numbers. Also, we actually have browser plugins that can help protect you from those pop-ups that come up and say your computer is infected, your computer is locked, call this number. And we do training here on this show about how you can recognize those fake and fraudulent email programs out there, or the emails that try to trick you. Don't fall for it, but if you do fall for it, know that we help customers resolve those problems and get the answers off. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems as well, and ready to talk about streaming and, you know, who's ready for some football, well, you know, or baseball. If you're a football fan or a baseball fan, you probably want to be able to watch games. And we talked last week. If you missed last week's show, you can go back and watch that on YouTube or Facebook. You can get the links to both of those on our website, afasterpc.com. And one thing that we didn't talk about is that there is, and we did talk about a streaming package that you can actually buy from MLB.com, and you can actually stream it on your computer.
We've talked in the past about how to connect your computer to your television. Most TVs have HDMI ports, and most computers today have HDMI ports. If yours doesn't, many smart TVs have the ability to screencast, where you're actually sharing your screen from your computer out to the computer. If you don't, if your computer is not smart enough to do that, or it's too difficult to do that on your dumb smart TV. I mean, some of these TVs that claim to be smart are not very smart, so that's why I call it a dumb smart TV. But you can actually get a Roku device, very inexpensive. You can connect that to your television, connect it to your internet. If you need help with that, a faster PC, we help people do that. We'll talk a little bit about that here. But you can actually cast from your computer over to there. You also, with the Roku device, can install the MLB channel. And from the MLB channel, if you have any subscriptions, you could actually just plug in your subscription information and you could watch whatever's there. Now, Fox is a big broadcaster for Major League Baseball. And I can tell you that Fox, it's very, very, very easy to watch baseball or to get the Fox channel with a digital antenna. So if you were to go out to Amazon or to Home Depot or to Lowe's and buy a digital antenna, I'm not just talking about one of these like sticky ones that you stick on the wall. I'm talking about one that actually has, you know, the arms that come out and you can actually point it toward the station. And most of them that are, yeah, I mean, they're really inexpensive, definitely less than $100. You can get a really good one, where you should be able to get many of the channels in the Palm Beach area, West Palm area. And Fox is one that you can get really easy. You could probably even get Fox on one of those little cheap antennas that you stick on the wall. So, you know, that's how easy it is to get the Fox. You know, real easy to get that. Of course, you know, that opens up the football that's on Fox as well, and anything else that's there. It's a little bit harder to get CBS and NBC and ABC, but with good antennas, and especially if you put them outside and turn them toward the station, and these antennas actually have the ability, if you put them on a pole, to rotate almost 360 degrees. So you can push the button until that station is tuned in as well as it can be, as it can be tuned in. And so that's an option. They're also in it, the NFL does also have a package that they used to call Game Rewind. And when it was Game Rewind, it cost about $40. And what you would do with that is you would be able to watch the games, not live, but after the fact. And typically they say that you can watch them the next morning. Most of the time you can watch them right after midnight on Monday. Really, it's Monday morning. You know, you could call it Sunday night or Monday morning. And they do have a blackout period for Monday night football where it goes like an extra 24 hours before you can – watch Monday night football. It might be Tuesday, you know, early Wednesday morning before you can watch Monday night football game. But they have revamped that, and they've included live radio broadcast of the games, and so you can follow along with that, and it's $100 a year now, and you can watch. You can watch, you know, every game that you want to watch. And they even have condensed games. They have condensed games where you can watch it in 45 minutes. I haven't watched one of the condensed 45-minute games, but I did before watch some of the one-hour games when they used to do it in 1 hour. Let me tell you, you really have to pay attention to the game because, you know, you don't hear the announcer say, hey, this is the start of the second half. You have to pay attention that, oh, there's a kickoff. That's the start of the second half. They don't tell you. They just, you know, they go from play, the beginning of the play to the end of the play, and then cut. the beginning of the next play to the end of the next play. So, you know, the timeouts, the reviews, the injury timeouts, even, you know, the talk between the play when the players are huddling up, you miss all of that, but you do get to watch the game. You have to pay attention. Of course, you can watch it in its full length, and you can watch it without the commercials, which is pretty cool. Saves you some time. Another way that you can watch games that are on broadcast is you can actually subscribe to a streaming service. And there are various platforms out there that have streaming services. And one of the things, if you're thinking about, if you're paying for cable, or maybe you have cable through Comcast, Xfinity, or you have TV service through AT&T, through their UVerse TV, or maybe you have television through DirecTV or Hughes Network. Now, you're going to be able to have an option. If you have good internet with fast speed, you can actually sign up for a streaming service. And there are various providers of streaming services, including DirecTV. Theirs is now called DirecTV Stream. YouTube has one called YouTube TV. There's Sling, and Sling has an orange package and a blue package, and you can sign up for one or the other or both. And there's also Hulu. Hulu has a package that has archived shows, and you won't get current shows with their archive package. You'll get older shows. But then they also have a package that includes live TV. And Hulu is now owned by Disney. And so you have an option, you know, with their live TV, you can get the Disney packages. Disney also has their own streaming network, and you can stream just Disney. They also own ESPN. So if you combine their streaming package with their stream package that includes ESPN, you get Disney plus ESPN. And you can watch the Monday Night Football. You can watch anything else that's on ESPN. And so that's very affordable. If you get the Hulu Live TV, it costs more. It's more in line with a YouTube TV or a DirecTV Stream package. We actually have a customer that I went over to their house yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, and they are they're currently paying about $200 a month for their internet and their TV. Now, if you know, this couple is retired, and you know, the cost of living is going up, and the cost of living adjustment I don't think is quite keeping up with the level of inflation. So for them, they're thinking, well, we want baseball, we want basketball, and there's a certain program that they watch that they want. So we're going to be able to look at, you know, giving them some options to be able, well, you can actually subscribe to get this one channel where you can get the channel that you like to watch, and you can subscribe. They can subscribe to the MLB network, and they can watch either all of the games of their favorite team, or they can watch all of the games that play all together. They can also, basketball has a similar program. So you can actually look at that. Also, in addition, they may sign up with a streaming package and talk to them about YouTube TV. My parents just recently switched from DirecTV Stream because the price on that went from $65 up to $95 a month. And they switched over to YouTube TV, and that is $65 a month. And they actually give you a two-week trial, so you can try it out, see if you like it. And also, in addition to that, you have a $10 off every month for 3 months. So it's $55 a month. There is some taxes involved in it, but you know, it, it, it's not exorbitant. And then, you know, this, we don't really know what packages they're going to go with, and we'll update you as we find out. But what they're going to need to do to get that stream working is they're going to need to buy a Roku. And I think we're going to help them. We're going to get the Roku for them. And they're also, their wireless signal near their TV is not quite strong enough, so they may need a router that's stronger than their current router to broadcast the wireless signal over to where their TV is, which is on the other side of the house. So we'll provide that if they need it. You know, we'll test it without it, but we'll provide it if they need it. And then once they get the Roku, we'll help connect that to the wireless network. We'll also help them set up their Roku account. Now, with a Roku device, you have access to the Roku channel, which does give you free television and free television and also free movies. Now, they're not current content, but it's past content. And let me tell you, in my estimation, my wife's estimation, some of the shows that were on years ago are much better done, even though the technology may not be there like in today's shows. The actual humor that's in the show, the actual writing, the talent is in many cases much better than modern day shows. But you know, of course, you can watch modern day shows, but the Roku channel is free, doesn't include anything else. There are also various channels that you can get certain content for free, and then you can subscribe to get paid content. Or if you have a streaming service that you already subscribed to, you can plug that information in and you get that content included as well. Major League Baseball, for instance, gives away a free game of the day throughout the regular season. So if you have a Roku device, or you could have it with a Fire Stick, you could have the MLB channel, the MLB app, and you can actually watch a free game of the day. It's not your team, maybe, if you have one favorite team. It's different set of teams every day, but you'll be able to watch baseball for free. Doesn't cost anything. You do have to have internet for this, by the way. By the way, if you like a certain team, and that certain team is on TV, if you're using the many of the services, you can set that game to record. With YouTube TV, all you have to do is tell it that you like the Mets, or you like the Phillies, or you like a certain, you know, maybe the New York Knicks, or you like another team. Maybe you like the Miami Dolphins, or I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. So every time the Pittsburgh Steelers are on TV, YouTube TV automatically will record the game. I don't have to know when it's on. I don't have to know what channel it's on. You know, I remember in the old days recording and having my wife record a game on a videotape. And then, you know, you're wondering, well, is the tape going to run out before the end of the game? Which sometimes it does. And so, you know, are you going to miss something? You know, is it going to record when you set it to record? Well, it's so much easier with all of this. And I can tell you, my 82-year-old dad, who's not very technology oriented, he has learned how to use this technology. And it is a challenge, but he's learned it, and we can help you learn this technology as well. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page.
And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. And we are here ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And, you know, we're working on this, and we actually, you know, help customers with solving their computer problems, solving their technology problems on a regular basis. One thing I wanted to talk a little bit about today is updates and maybe timing of installing updates and different types of updates and the various levels of importance of installing various types of updates.
One of the things to realize is that some updates are security related and are vital to install ASAP. In fact, some updates are so important that it would be great if you could have installed them a week before they were released. Now, obviously, it's not possible unless you have an inside source with the vendor, or maybe you're signed up for a beta program where you can get software before everyone else gets it. But what I'm talking about here is zero-day threats. So with a zero-day threat, what happens is there is a security flaw. And really, when we talk about security flaws, and we talk about, there are known threats and there are unknown threats. So the known threats are the threats that your antivirus protects you against. And by the way, they don't protect you against every threat. They really only catch, the best of them only catches about 46% of the threats out there. So you can imagine, that's 54% that's not being caught. And let me tell you, there are some paid antivirus companies that the people are paying big bucks. I mean, big bucks is kind of relative. Maybe it's not big bucks, but they're paying money for this company to protect their computer. And some of these, the antivirus company only detects less than 10% of the threats. But even so, those threats that they're protecting against are known threats. Well, there are unknown threats. And the unknown threats are security holes that are there in the programs that you're using. Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Edge, which is a browser, Google Chrome, which is a browser, Firefox, which is a browser. If you're using Safari or Opera or Vivaldi or another browser, there are unknown threats within that. Also within your various Office applications like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, there are unknown threats that are out there. When those threats become known, they become known one of two ways. Either a security firm finds the threat, notifies the software manufacturer or the hardware manufacturer, which then comes out with a patch, and there's a joint press release, and that patch will resolve that issue. Well, once that patch is released and once that is discussed, what happens is that unknown threat then becomes known, and you're only protected if you install that patch. And if you don't install that patch, then hackers know about the patch and they're looking for computers that don't have the patch, or routers that don't have the patch, or networks that don't have the patch, to be able to break in to that router or to that computer and either steal information or encrypt your information or hold your data hostage. There are a lot of scary things that can happen today. So, or another way that a threat is unknown threat becomes known is when a hacker actually finds the threat and doesn't contact the provider, doesn't contact the maker of the software, the maker of the hardware. They just start exploiting the threat until the manufacturer knows and finds out about it. And then what happens then is you actually, the provider, the software provider, the hardware provider will actually start looking for a patch, and they'll come up with a patch as quickly as they can, and that's called a zero-day patch. Those are vital to install ASAP. Now, let me tell you something. These will be installed, periodically, automatically, if you do nothing in most cases. In some cases, it takes some time. But it's very important to have these installed ASAP. We actually have managed services that we offer. We offer this for residential customers. We offer this also for home office customers. We offer this for customers that have an office, whether it's a business or a medical practice or a doctor's office or a professional like an accountant or an attorney. We offer these services. Maybe it's a ministry or a church or a nonprofit, or maybe it's a government agency even. We can offer these managed services where, in addition to other things that we can provide, like backups and cybersecurity and so on and so forth, our basic managed services program includes automation that twice a day searches for Microsoft updates and installs them on your computer. And once one of those times a day will actually reboot your computer if it's on and there's an update available and the update requires reboot, it will actually reboot the computer, install the update and reboot the computer. We have another automation program that runs on the system that actually will search six times a day for updates to programs such as Google Chrome, Firefox, Zoom, and other common programs, and will look for these updates and actually install those updates on the system, so that the updates are so that the computer is protected. And when we're talking about zero-day threats, Google Chrome has had zero-day threats, quite a few of them in the last year. Firefox has had zero-day threats, and some of the other providers have had zero-day threats. When there is a zero-day threat, it's vitally important to get that update installed as fast as possible. And of course, you don't know really when the update comes out. But having this automation running in the background without you having to even check on it, without you having to think about it, every six times a day, about every 4 hours, the update actually searches for updates to these software packages and runs them on the computer. We're also making a daily restore point on the system, so that if there is a problem with an update, which sometimes there is a problem with an update, if there's a problem with an update, well, you can actually roll back to prior to that update, because sometimes updates do cause problems. And then you want to roll back to before you had the problem, if you can. And then you want to reinstall the update and see if you can get the update in there without causing the problem, or encountering the problem. So that's something that we do on an automated basis as well as disk maintenance, maintaining your hard drive on a daily basis as well. So these are all things that we can do automatically in the background without us having to actually remember to do it. We have software that's programmed that runs on the system that automatically does this, and you don't have to remember to do it or to think about it either. Another thing that we provide with the managed services is we also provide remote support, where you can call us up. We had customers this week. We had one customer this week. She received an email that was from a scammer. She didn't realize it was from a scammer. It actually came from one of her friends, and she says, you know, hey, can you do a favor for me? And of course, she replies back, of course I can do a favor for you. Well, the friend replies back, and it wasn't the friend, it was the scammers that replied back and said, well, you know, I need your help. Can you go out and buy a gift card? Well, you know, she actually found out from her friend that her friend's email account was hacked. But I can tell you that we've had customers that fall for these scams. And, but she, as a managed services client of ours, she actually called us up. We provided remote support for her, logged into her computer. By the way, she's in North Carolina. She's not even in Florida. She couldn't bring the computer into us if she wanted to. I mean, she could, but it would take quite a while to get down here. But anyway, we were able to log into the computer, examined the email, and we were able to make sure that her computer was safe. We also have other customers that will call us up and have us check out the email. Is this legitimate? Is this a legitimate charge? Should I call the number? Should I, you know, should I click the link? Should I open this attachment? You know, of course, we do training to actually show the customer and teach the customer, and we do this here on this show as well, to teach what you should open, what you should do, whether you should call the number. And of course, in most cases, no, you don't call the number. But you know, we actually do provide that, as well as remote support for a number of other issues that you might be having. We provide that included in the managed services plan. And it also includes the labor portion of any repair in the shop as well. We have other plans that can include on-site service, whether it's your home or your business or your office, your church, your ministry. We can actually come out and help out. Of course, we can do that where you're paying for the service, or we can do it where you're just paying a monthly fee. And if you need us, we come out. And if you don't need us, well, you know, you're paying a little bit so that when you do need us, we can be there for you. And we also, again, do have managed backup plans. We talked a little bit about managed backup plans in last week's show, and actually gave kind of a tale of two churches that have lost some data in the past, but one of them is actually signing up for our managed backup, and they're going to be able to be assured that they're not losing data in the future. We have another nonprofit that they had a backup plan that we didn't institute. They instituted it themselves. It was dependent on them doing the work, their employees doing the work, and lo and behold, this happens often when it's dependent on you remembering and you being diligent to do it. How often do we do everything that we're supposed to do? Well, sometimes you get busy and certain things, including your backup, might slip your mind. And that's what actually happened in this case. They lost the drive and they lost all of the data on the drive. But now they have managed backup on every single one of their computers, and we are able to go in there and we're able to protect them. We can help
protect. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title of tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to the Proposed Constitutional Amendments. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FordofVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FordofVotesValues.com.